Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1652, visible, translated text is as follows. And Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey left Mrs. Dot Barrett at the grocery store, and we caught a Stewart Avenue car at the corner of Mitchell and Forsyth Streets. As we were about to catch the car, we heard the 12 o'clock whistles blow. When I got home, it was 20 minutes past 12 o'clock. About a week after the death of Mary Fagan, I was talking to Mrs. Dot Barrett on the corner of Wells and Stewart Ave. I asked her what she thought of the murder as to who was guilty, and she stated that she believed Mr. Dot Frank was guilty, and I remarked that she would have to go to court to testify in the case, and she stated that she could not help that. Job or no job, she had to tell the truth. I had a conversation with Maud Bailey about a week after this occurrence. Miss Maud stated that she knew a lot about the pencil factory and that she thought Mr. Dot Frank guilty, and if she was had to testify, she would say that she believed Mr. Dot Frank was guilty. Last Saturday morning, Mrs. Dot Bailey came to my house, 39 Ockmulgee Street, and stated to me that she detectives representing Mr. Dot Frank sent for her several times at the Dixie Comb Company to come to the pencil factory. And she stated that a detective asked her if she did not want to go back to work at the pencil factory, saying that they would give her a good job. And she told them that she would not work there for $5 a day. These detectives paid her car fare and her time while she was away from her work. I have been knowing Mrs. Dot Lula Barrett and her daughter, Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey, going on 2 years. They live next door to me on Wells Street last year. I do not know anything about Mrs. May Barrett or Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey that is good or bad. I do know that it is generally known that Mrs. Dot May Barrett drinks whiskey and gets drunk at times. I have heard Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey on several occasions speak to my children of knowing Mary Fagan and how pretty she was and what pretty hair she had. I have stated these facts to nobody and would not have stated it now if it hadn't been for the fact that I read a newspaper account of the evidence purported to have been given in the shape of an affidavit by Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey. I know that this statement as to the time of her being at the pencil factory was false. I know that she was with me, and she was obliged to know that what she stated was not the truth. 138. Florence Barnett, sworn for the state, I have read over the affidavit made by my mother, and insofar as it refers to my being with my